Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 25th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, a new book today, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 23. Many have undertaken to draw upon an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those from whom the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. In the time of Herod, king of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of the incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 132, a song of ascents. Lord, remember David and all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. "I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. We heard it in Ephrathath. We came upon it on the fields of Jaar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priest be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling, saying, This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priest with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a radiant crown. And now let's turn over to the book of Zechariah. We started Zechariah yesterday, and today we'll be reading Zechariah chapter 1, verses 7 through the end of the chapter. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. On the 24th day of the 11th month, the month of Shabbat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. During the night, I had a vision, and there before me was a man mounted on a red horse. He was standing among the myrtle trees in a ravine. Behind him were red, brown, and white horses. I asked, What are these, my lord? The angel who was talking with me answered, I will show you what they are. Then the man standing among the myrtle trees explained, They are the ones the Lord has sent to go throughout the earth. And they reported to the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees, We have gone throughout the earth and found the whole world at rest and in peace. Then the angel of the Lord said, Lord Almighty, how long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and from the towns of Judah, which you have been angry with these 70 years? So the Lord spoke kind and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. Then the angel who was speaking to me said, Proclaim this word. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I am very zealous for Jerusalem and Zion, and I am very angry with the nations that feel secure. I was only a little angry, but they went too far with the punishment. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt, and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem, declares the Lord Almighty. Proclaim further, this is what the Lord Almighty says. My towns will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem. Then I looked up, and there before me were four horns. I asked the angel who was speaking to me, What are these? He answered me, These are the horns that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. I asked, What are these coming to do? He answered, "These are the horns that scattered Judah so that no one could raise their head. But the craftsmen have come to terrify them and throw down these horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter its people." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. So if you'll remember, the book of Zechariah is written during the time when the exiles from Babylon are coming back to Jerusalem and Judah, and they're beginning to rebuild. So it would be at the same time as Haggai. And this vision seems to indicate that the Lord is going to be merciful and allow the people to come back, and that the temple will be able to be rebuilt. Now, the second vision, Zechariah sees four horns. And the Bible here says that they probably represent the four points of the compass. But elsewhere, I've read that it represents four specific nations. The nations in view would include Babylon and maybe Moab or Edom or Ammon or Philistia. Anyway, the four craftsmen that are mentioned come and destroy the four horns. So perhaps that is a mention of Persia, who has come on the scene to bring peace and is allowing the Israelites to go back. I wanted to make a connection with Revelation. It was neat for me to think about, you know, we just got out of all this apocalyptic language and the four horsemen in Revelation, but here we see four horsemen again in this vision. So as we read the scripture and we're reading the Old Testament and the New Testament, one of my groups, we commented this week about how many times the Lord is just helping us to make different connects throughout scripture to know that these aren't just various stories, but this is all one big story that the Bible is teaching us, that the Lord is sovereign and that He is bringing for us a Savior in Jesus the Christ. And Jesus has come to die on our behalf, and He is coming again to totally forever eradicate our world of death and sin, and we will be with Him eventually in the New Jerusalem. Would you pray with me? Father, thank You for this opportunity to read Your word, even when we have to kind of dig in Zechariah and say, Lord, what does this mean? I pray that You would illumine our minds and our hearts and remind us of the great privilege it is to read Your word. Thank You for the vision in Luke. Thank You for this story, the reminder of Zechariah and Elizabeth and John the Baptist who is to come, and just Your perfect timing there, how by lot Zechariah was the priest on duty on that day when Gabriel came to speak to him. And Lord, we just want to believe that You are in the business of doing amazing things. And we thank You that Your timing is perfect. And we ask, Lord, on behalf of our brothers and sisters in our church and around the world, that You would continue Your work of conforming us to Your image. Would You continue Your work of saving grace in the lives of those whom we desperately want to see come to Christ? And would You give us a passion for bringing knowledge of You, Your love, and Your mercy to the world around us. Thank You, Lord, for this beautiful Sunday, this resurrection day. As Miss June reminded us on Friday, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.